Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
How effectively are you using your financial metrics when making business decisions? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. Today, I want to look behind the curtain and discuss how you're making important business decisions. It seems that not a day goes by without you, the business owner, having to make at least one, if not several, important decisions related to your business. Whether it's a decision to extend an offer to a prospective new employee, or accept terms from a vendor, or resolve a customer complaint, or any of the other hundreds of routine decisions you're asked to make daily, I suspect that you have a method or routine you follow when making important decisions. Am I right on this? So what does that decision-making process look like for you? Do you ask the person bringing the decision to you to present it in writing? Do you require any supporting documentation before making a decision? Do you rely on your leadership team to consider, review, and make a recommendation before making a final decision? I know the set of actions you follow will change depending on the significance and scope of the decision, but we all have our method or routine. My question for you today is, how effectively are you using your financial metrics when making business decisions? The answer to this question probably depends on whether you're an intuitive person or whether you tend to rely on data and facts. I'm sure you've taken a personality assessment in the past. Most personality assessments, whether something simple like a DISC assessment or a more comprehensive assessment like the Profiles XT, all try to measure whether someone is more intuitive or more objective. How you score on this scale likely has to do with your style or approach or preferred methodology for making important decisions. But today I want to encourage you, whether you tend to be more intuitive or whether you tend to be more objective and data-driven, to incorporate your financial metrics into the decision-making process for your important business decisions. My reason for this is simple. I see many business owners making important decisions in their business based on their emotions rather than on financial reality. Let me give you a few examples. You may find that you can relate to these. An engineering company hires a new engineer because they were the nephew of one of their senior partners, yet the workload and the backlog wouldn't suggest there was a need for another person on the team. Or a credit card company leases a new office space in a high-profile building, even though the majority of their team works remote and rarely frequents the new space. Or a manufacturing company signs a marketing agreement with a local race car team, even though their target market has little to do with the sport of car racing. It's not uncommon to see significant decisions being made without much consideration for the financial benefits to the business. Yet when things get tight or a turndown hits the economy, the business struggles and the business owner finds himself stressed to the max. So how can you avoid this from happening in your business? It starts with first determining which financial metrics matter most to the success, growth, and profitability of your business. I'm sure you're familiar with the hedgehog concept. It was made popular by Jim Collins in his best-selling book, Good to Great. The hedgehog concept is the idea that great companies differentiate themselves from good companies By getting crystal clear on the intersection of three dimensions, otherwise known as three circles, that represent, number one, what you can be best at in the world, number two, what you're deeply passionate about, and number three, what drives your economic engine. The economic engine of any business is defined as the formula that generates the most sustainable positive cash flow and profitability for the business. It's often defined as profit per X, where the X is the single denominator that has the greatest impact on the long-term success and profitability of the company. For example, your economic engine may be your profit per employee, or it may be your profit per square feet of warehouse space, or it may be your profit per territory, or it may be your profit per transaction. The first step in defining the financial metrics that drive your business success is to get crystal clear on this part of your hedgehog concept, your economic engine. Once you know the specific denominator that, when factored into your profits, determines whether you'll be successful or not, then you can begin to define the other financial metrics that will impact, lead to, or support an improvement in your economic engine. For example, if your economic engine is best defined as profit per employee, then you can begin tracking and measuring other related financial metrics that will help you predict your future success. It may be financial metrics such as projects or clients per employee, productivity per employee, employee retention or turnover, employee engagement and satisfaction, profit margin per employee, or overhead costs per employee. By tracking each of these financial metrics, you'll be able to determine if you're getting better or more efficient on each, or if you're losing ground from where you were on these metrics. It's only when you blend these financial metrics into a financial dashboard that's updated and reviewed on a regular basis, either weekly or monthly, that you can begin to see and predict the direction of your business. Done well, your financial dashboard will be a combination of trend data for revenues, gross margin, overhead costs, and profit, along with key financial ratios, typically defined as a Y over X equation, similar to those I shared earlier. Once you've developed and published a financial metrics dashboard that you can use and reference, you can then consider every important decision in your business in relation to the impact it'll have on the key financial metrics of your financial dashboard. The best business owners rely heavily on their financial metrics of the business to make the important decisions they're facing. It's not uncommon to defer any single decision until a review of the financial impact can be completed. I recall the process we followed at Pella before we launched any new product development activity. If someone had an idea for a new product or a product enhancement, the product team would make some estimates of the incremental revenues the new product would generate, the incremental gross margin dollars that would be generated, and the internal rate of return we would get on the investment of time, people, and resources when we developed the new product. It was only when that analysis was completed, reviewed, and validated was the go-ahead given to assemble the product development team, buy the necessary tooling, and dedicate the space to launch the new product. If the review exposed that the internal rate of return was lower than our target threshold, the new product idea was either killed or the idea was sent back to be reworked before moving forward. Perhaps incorporating some of these ideas into your business would help you be more deliberate in considering and reviewing the financial impact of your business decisions before simply making an emotional decision that may have negative long-term implications. While I'll admit that not all decisions in a business may require this level of financial review, having a financial dashboard and spending just a few minutes to consider the impact or implication of any proposed decision on the financial future of the business is a prudent thing to do. If you'd like some help in determining what your economic engine is for your business, don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd be glad to help you get crystal clear on your economic engine, help you build a preliminary financial dashboard, and establish a decision-making process that will fully vet each decision with regard to your future business success. In the end, I'm confident you'd be glad you took the time to make this an integral part of your ongoing business processes. Now, before we go, two quick asks. Share this podcast with your fellow business owners. I'm trying to get these free business tips to as many business owners as possible. I want every business owner to be successful, and this is my gift to you and to them. Thanks for passing this along. And lastly, please leave a review on this podcast. The more thumbs up this podcast gets, the more it'll be found when someone's stuck or struggling and looking for advice. Your review can help make this happen. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss getting clarity on your brand. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.